for Chilled Matters. I'm Bud.
I'm Steve Stevenson.
Steve Stevenson.
Mm-hmm.
We were just talking about lovely, lovely little ditties.
Big old titties.
Big old titties. I don't know what that was in relation to, but that came up.
It did.
Also, Drew Carey is a giant Muppet.
Mm-hmm.
And we have some interesting things that we're talking about today.
Yeah.
Drugs.
Ah.
Specifically drugs. Now, remember when you're a kid, and for me it was the DARE program, which was an acronym for Dare to Resist Drugs and Alcohol or some shit.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's not it, obviously. But
or Just Say No.
Just Say No was a big one.
Yeah.
Yep. They showed you like a diagram of a lung being like, this is why you don't smoke. Look at all the tar in there.
Ah.
Right.
And then they bring real lungs in. Like, this is the black lung of a smoker, and this is a healthy lung. And you're like,
whoa. Or they bring in like, I smoked all my life.
Name's Jerry.
Look at the hole. Well, I hate when they make you look at the hole.
And then they put a cigarette in the hole.
Right.
And it's like,
gross. Like, you're gross. Yeah. Stop it.
Stop smoking.
I'll smoke if I want to. And I won't if I want to. If I don't want to, like, leave me alone. Leave me alone. You're gross. You're barely human anymore. You're disgusting. Just get away from me.
Oh, man.
So what kind of drugs have you done, Steve?
Oh, not a lot.
Really?
Yeah. I'm pretty good. I'm a Boy Scout.
I'm
pretty good.
I drugs.
The marijuana.
Okay.
And that's
when did you do that?
I had a 10-year period of not doing it, and then recently.
When was that broken?
Yesterday. But other than that, just the booze and yeah, that's
the
it.
Devil's drink, as it were.
The devil's lettuce.
The devil's lettuce. I've had some of the devil's powder before myself. The devil's pills. I like that. I've never heard it referred to like that. I'm just going to leave it at that. I'm not even going to get any more into it. That's all I'm going to say.
The devil's meth.
The devil's meth. The devil's bleach soaked. Crack pipe. Bath salt.
The devil's bath salt. Just put devil in front of anything bad.
It makes it sound awesome. The devil's bath salts. Somebody who's super into bath salts.
The devil's ecstasy.
Give me the devil's ecstasy. The devil's bath salts. I want those. I want to punch somebody's face off tonight.
It's like the same effect, like you know, like when you get called by your middle name by your parent, and you're just like, I'm in some shit,
right?
But when you put the emphasis on the devil's, it's like,
that's amazing.
It makes it even.
It's instant. I'm gonna start calling this the devil's fireside chatter. And then people will be like, oh, that's a show I should listen to. I don't know anything about the devil. I just know what they've taught me in the proceedings every week. Father Dennis tells me about heaven and hell.
And then he touches me.
And then he touches me. And then I think about the devil.
The devil's digits.
The devil's digits. Ooh. That'd be a great gay club. You going to the devil's digits later?
You going to double D's tonight?
The devil's digits. The hottest club in L.A. I heard Gerald and Arnold got married there last week.
It was a devilish good time.
Wow. But don't do drugs, kids.
Yeah, they're bad.
Well, yeah, but you can do them with your parents' supervision. Actually, no.
Yeah, let's smoke the...
Maybe.
Smoke crack.
Depending on if your parents are cool or not.
And by cool, we mean making meth out of the shed in the backyard.
Would that be seen as like the cool dad? when you're seven, you meet this kid who's like seven. You're in like third grade, and he's like, "Yeah, my dad makes meth. We smoke it in the basement." Would you be like, "Cool, he's hardcore"? And then like, because you know, like all well, I always remember the kids being like, "I smoked a cigarette" or "I drank a beer," and I'd be like, "Wow,
I smoked meth."
Right. Now these kids, like all those kids, are outdated. They're yesterday's news. They're nothing.
Yeah, because
compared to the kid who smokes meth with his dad in the basement every night, he's cool. He's hardcore. He's a rad guy. Until he grows up. Then it's like, yeah, oh, I mean, man. We thought that was cool. Now he's in prison for life.
He's got no teeth.
He's got no teeth, a mullet.
Oh, you know, would you say, I was having this conversation the other day, that whole, you know, that hipster look that they got now with the...
Man bun?
The man bun, yeah.
Yeah, man bun.
That's like today's mullet.
It is.
It's like the mullet of our generation.
It is. I don't know if they hated mullets as much in the 80s, though. I think the grand majority of people hate man buns. I would like to think. I try to be hopeful for humanity.
I don't know. Yeah. I mean, someone likes them if it's still a thing.
That terrifies me. I can't live in a world. But I mean, where we're from, we see people with mullets all the fucking time.
Oh yeah, it's insane.
Like,
I mean,
they
like
come out of the woodwork for like Kenny Chesney concerts and shit. And they're just like, "Is this where to park?"
They come out of the trailers,
and you're like, "God, what fucking decade do you think you're in? What fucking life? What is wrong with your mirror?"
There was a point, like one summer, where I just had a game going. I was like, you know, whoever sees the most mullets at the end of the day, you know, wins. It was like,
that's good. And who won? Did you win?
Once or twice. Wow. I mean, yeah, you can play that game anytime you go out to a Walmart here.
What's the... True. What's the most number of mullets you've seen in a day?
Easy, probably seven.
Seven?
Yeah, I would say seven.
That's a lot of fucking mullets. That's pretty standard, I would say, for here. But it's unfortunate. Because I feel like a lot of the progressive towns will be like, "I haven't seen a mullet since I was..."
What's
like...
That's still around?
Like... Right. But then they come out here and they're like, "Oh, poor people."
Oh, my hairdresser. Oh, I had this girl that cut my hair the other day. And I was telling her, you know, "Can you bring my hairline up in the back? Because after a while it starts to get this mullety look."
Sure.
And she's like, "Oh, yeah.
I get that too.
And she's like, "Actually..." Then she was talking about some other guy that would come in and he would get his hair done just to tidy up his mullet.
Oh.
And she's like, you know, he's had the same haircut for probably like over 30 years, and his wife likes it like that. Like, I was like, oh.
That's just disgusting. Yeah. That's just disgusting. I would be the one to get fired for that, like to take one for the team on that. Like, I would get that guy back and be like, "All right, come on back. I've trained to be a hairdresser my entire life. I've never done this. It betrays all my codes of ethics." But then just take a giant scissors and go, snip. Get it all off. It's gone. And then the guy goes, "What the hell? I want the manager." And you're like, "It's okay. I'm leaving. I did this. This is my purpose. I have fulfilled it. I can die now.
As a hairdresser, as a, you know, like.
As a person, I'll go pursue a career in anything else. But know that I died. My career died today to spare the rest of the world from that abomination on your head." Applause.
Just mullets are awful, people.
They're really awful.
If we had to tell you that, just stop listening.
Yeah,
just,
no, you. Just, this is not the show for you.
Don't like us on Facebook. Just.
I've had a mullet for 30 years. I don't understand the problem. It's timeless.
I had a friend in high school, and he grew his hair out, like, almost... like just below his shoulders, and as a joke, he had it shaved into a mullet, so it was a super long mullet.
Oh, God.
And he had the whole thing, his whole senior year. It was awesome.
Yeah. Oh, man. Lord. That's amazing. And awful.
It was like one of those gross mullets, too, where it was just shaved, like, almost bald on the sides.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, like the Joe Dirt. It's a Joe Dirt.
It was worse than the Joe Dirt. It was
worse
like
than the
it was
Joe
like
Dirt.
A mid-80s hockey mullet.
Oh, God. on.
With like no sideburns.
Oh, I know exactly who what you're talking about. Oh, no. The Tommy Morrison. That's what that is. You know the guy, the villain in Rocky V? The boxing guy he trains and he's like, you're my son,
but
longer
Tommy. Than that. Like longer redneck. Than that. Redneck
oh,
levels.
Lord.
Yeah.
Mm. Oh, that's painful.
But you know, it's not just our area. It's anywhere in the state.
Yeah, it is.
It's not
it's
a
sad.
City. Yeah.
You just like, I mean, I understand, like, but.
It's like that.
I
it's don't. That typical look where you got this, like, vintage, like, NASCAR jacket that you're wearing.
Yes.
Jeans that they haven't made that cut in like 30 years.
Right. And they when they were in style, they were at Walmart.
Smoking a cigarette with a mullet.
Mm-hmm.
It's just not a good look.
It's not a good look.
I mean,
and who is in these people's lives to tell them, hey, stop. You're embarrassing yourself. You're embarrassing me by just knowing you. I don't know. I feel like these, but that's the thing. I think good friends should be honest with each other.
Yeah,
so I would tell you like, hey man, like you look like shit or you smell or something like that. And I would expect the same.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like that to like, I'm not going to be like, those shoes got to go, honey. But I would be like, hey man, like, you know, it's your coat has bird shit on it or something. You know what I mean? Like I'd be the one to say that. And you would
or
be
your
same.
Coat is just shit.
Right. Exactly. Like, maybe reconsider your style or something. Like, but it would be honest, and it would be refreshing, and it'd be like, thank you. Like, I could have worn the rest of my life this fucking coat with bird shit on it. But then, like, these people who are, like, mullets and fucking, like, tank tops and jeans that are rolled up from Walmart from 30 years ago, just awful-looking people. No one is in their life to, like, they're all like, he's all like, how do I look? And they're like, you look great, hi. Not great. And no one is there to be like, dad or uncle or somebody, looked, whoever you are, you look like a piece of shit.
Yeah.
And or they just don't take it seriously. So somebody's at fault here. Somewhere there's a communication barrier.
Might be the meth.
Might be the meth. Might be the meth.
That's a music. That could be a musical. Yeah.
Blame it on the meth. That's great.
Would be meth head actors?
You might.
Yeah.
Meth head actors. I just got that. Meth head actors. Daniel Day-Lewis becomes a meth addict. Blame it on the meth. Come on, get some cooking, Beth. You're my wife. I like you a lot. After this, we're gonna smoke some pot. Hey, blame it on the meth.
Just you can put in and insert any drug. Blame
it on ecstasy.
They made you eat that face. What a big
what's
disgrace.
The deal with, what's the deal with GHB?
You know that it makes your penis small. Makes your penis small.
PCP, is it for me?
If you do it, you will have strength of 100 men.
Is your child trapped under a car?
To smoke this little bar of PCP.
Oh, that's terrific. That's terrific.
Did
and
you get
it?
A
maybe the
D.U.?
Meth?
What?
No, keep going.
Did you drink a little too much and get yourself a D.U.I.? Did you get yourself a D.U.I.?
Get yourself a D.U.I.! That's great.
We could keep going with this.
We could.
Did you do a little too much booger sugar? Booger sugar. Did you snort a lot? Did
hey,
it hurt a lot?
It's me, heroin. It's just a guy in a needle costume.
It's supposed to be upbeat.
I know, but this dark. Is like the sad second act. This is the sad second act where everybody's questioning themselves. Nobody knows what exists anymore. And then, hey, young fella, you're looking a little down. Put some of this in your arm. Don't frown. That's horrible.
Oh, man. Oh, God.
You got any more?
I'm going to try.
Okay. You keep trying. This is great. This is a Tony Award winning musical right here. We're going to win. Oh, we're going to sweep the Tonys.
I can't. I'm trying to think. I think I'm all spent.
You got? Have we done LSD yet?
No. Got one?
LSD, is it for me? That's when she's like in a shop, shopping for drugs. LSD, PCP, opiates. Ooh, are they for me?
Do you take recreational Viagra? You know you can get high with a boner. No, I that was horrible.
I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it nonetheless.
I had that good one.
I loved it. I loved it. It's great. Well, this has been an enlightening discussion, has it not?
It's been fantastic.
Yes. Yeah. Don't steal our idea. We are copywriting this before it even airs. So fuck you. The Meth the Musical or whatever it was.
Well, we could think of a clever name. Like they had like Spam a Lot.
Right. Wasn't it Maybe the Meth? Or Maybe It's the Meth? I don't remember. It was really funny though.
Meth. Meth head. Method actor.
Method actor. Yeah, I like that. Anyway, don't steal our ideas. Fireside Chatter for Chilled Matters. I'm Bud.
I'm Steve Stevenson.
Good night, everybody.